Hello, lovers, haters, and people with no feelings towards me. Welcome to Fridays with Luman. Today, I will talk about the perks of being a Saudi مقيم بالغ عاقل حر. 1. In every household, you must have a maid and a driver. In some families, they do believe that their daughter will be protected by the maid if she accompanies her everywhere. Because duh, maids are like so cool, they have superpowers, and some of them are like secretly ninjas.
Yeah.
2. We live in a مجتمع ذكوري. Hashtag sad but true. Life is easier for guys in KSA. For example, I go ask my mom about my brother. Yama, 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 وين خالد؟ والله ما ادري يا بنيتي شوفيه منا ولا منا يمكن تحت في الحوش ولا في دبي ما ادري اي خالد عادي يروح اللي يبي لو ابي اروح بيت صديقتي I have to be friends with her for a year then mom has to meet her then I just might get the approval to go to her place زواج مو صداقة الله العظيم 3. The events in Saudi the Saudi National Day we all know what happens in that day Crowded streets with music that goes like la 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 la. Yeah. Valentine's Day. أحلم تلبس أحمر. You know what I did on Valentine's Day? دخلت منتديات حواء. The amount of خنبقة on that website is unbelievable. انثوري بعضا من الورود على السرير. سوي بوسة بالروج الأحمر. اتركي أوراق. صغيرة مكتوب عليها عبارات رومانسية مثل أكتب لك بالمقلوب علامة حب القلوب Seriously كش على وجهك 4. We get excited over anything I saw this girl's tweet Once she was like Yay, فسحة with the girls لا يا شيخة احنا من متى وحنا نسوي فسحة with the guys And no, don't tell me يمكن البنت في التمهيدي I checked her profile I think she's رابع ثانوي. Okay, that's all I got for now. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.